This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. One of more than two dozen lawsuits that State Attorney General Phil Weiser filed against the Trump administration has been resolved. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Weiser sued the Trump administration's Department of Justice for withholding public safety grants because the administration didn't think Colorado was effectively enforcing its immigration rules, particularly around law enforcement. A federal judge last year, while Trump was still in office, ruled the federal government had to release the $2.7 million to Colorado. But the feds appealed that decision to the Tenth Circuit. In finally resolving the suit this week, the judge ruled that immigration conditions cannot be attached to future grants. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It might seem rainier in Denver than usual. That's because it is. The National Weather Service says it's the wettest start to a year since the 1940s for Denver. Forecaster Frank Cooper.
The average precipitation from January 1st through this date would be 3.69 inches, and we're at 7.6 inches, so we're over double that.
Denver has gotten more than 80 inches of snow this year. The average is 60 inches. Cooper says Denver is much better off in terms of precipitation than the rest of the state. More than 60% of Colorado is in severe drought. Grand Junction is at 70 degrees, Colorado Springs 52, Denver 56 degrees. This is CPR News.